Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Tezvav, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Yudalad on the base, six lines from the bottom. As we were discussing yesterday, we were discussing Karpas, we were discussing Moror. Says the Gemara, Pshit, it's obvious. Heichad Ikishai Yerokas, if you have other vegetables available to use for Moror, for Karpas, Mavarech Hashai Yerokas, use those vegetables for Karpas, but make on it Bari Pri Adama, V'ochel, and eat them. For Hada, when you come in the Seder, the point where you're supposed to eat Moror, Mavarech Alechilas Moror, make a Brach Alechilas Moror, V'ochel, and at that point eat the Moror. Then you don't have any question what is the right thing to do with what should you eat when. There is an agreement pretty much by all Rishonim that you don't make a Bari Pri Adama when you eat the Moror during the Seder. The disagreement is why. Rashi says because the Bracha Bari Pri Adama that you said on the Karpas works for the Moror also. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says Moror doesn't require Bari Pri Adama because Moror is part of the meal. Just like whenever we eat something during the meal, we don't make individual brachas. Moror is part of the Seder meal. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if, how much karpas you should eat. If you eat karpas and you're going to have in mind Moror, you should be careful to eat less than a kazayis of karpas and have in mind that the karpas works for the Moror and you don't have to make a bracha achrayna because you didn't eat the right amount. You ate less than a kazayis. On the other hand, if you hold that the Moror during the meal doesn't require its own bracha, so you can eat a kazayis of karpas, you can make a bracha achrayna on the karpas, and you don't have to worry about the Bari Pri Adama for the Moror, because it doesn't require Bari Pri Adama anyway. Our minig is to eat less than a kazayis of karpas, and we solve all the problems. However, says the Gemara, Heichad Alek Ela Chasa, if a person only has chasa, lettuce, available to him, what should he do regarding karpas and moror? It's the same vegetable for both. My, what does he do? Amar Funas, Rav Funas says, Mevarach mikara moror, peri pri adama. When you get to the karpas point of the seder, eat the moror, make a peri pri adama v'ochel, and eat it. Ulubsoif, mevarach al achilas moror. When you get to the moror part of the seder, then be mekayim mitzvah moror v'ochel, and eat it. Maskula Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda asks Rav Huna, La'acha shemilei kresi himena. After the person ate moror at the beginning of the Seder, and now he decides, Chayz mevarach aleh, now he's going to decide to make a bracha that I'm eating moror and be mekayim mitzvah moror. Therefore Rav Chisda says, Mikar mevarach aleh bar pri adama. When you come to the karpas part of the Seder, since the only vegetable available to you is the vegetable that you're using both for karpas and moror, is make two brachas on it. Mevarach aleh bar pri adama, make a bracha bar pri adama, and also a bracha al chilas moror, v'ochel, and eat it, ulubsoif ochel al chilas chasa, then when you come to the moror part of the seder, eat it again, b'loi bracha. So there's a machlokes harishonim, exactly what happens here. According to the Rashbam, you mekayim mitzvahs moror and mitzvahs karpas when you eat it at the beginning of the Seder. And therefore, you have to dip that moror into charoisis. Because as we learned, and we'll learn today again, and tomorrow again, moror has to be dipped into charoisis. Why are you eating moror again later in the Seder? Because as we learned yesterday, we want you to have two times dipping vegetables into something that the children should ask. So that's why you eat the moror a second time. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that although Rav Chisda tells us to eat the moror, to make the bracha on the moror at the beginning of the Seder when I'm eating the karpas, the mitzvah I'm only mekayim, mitzvah's moror, I'm only mekayim when I eat the moror in the right time. Says Tosfos on himself. So I'm making the bracha now at the beginning of the Seder, and I'm eating it, who knows how much longer? What's pshat? So Tosfos says, in halacha, that's not an anomaly. He says we do that every Rosh Hashanah. The main tekiyas are the tekiyas mu'umid, the tekiyas that we blow when we by Shmon Esrei. Yet when do we make bracha on the tekiyas? Before the tekiyas miyushuf. So you see, in halacha there's a concept that you can make a bracha now for a mitzvah that you'll be mekayim later. That's not the mitzvah deraisa. The mitzvah deraisa is later. So says Taisus, according to that, when should you dip the maror into charoisus? Not when you eat it at the beginning, but when you eat it later. Says the Gemara, Besurya avdi kerafuna. In Surya, when they were faced with this dilemma, that they only had one vegetable that's good for maror and for charoisus, they acted like Rav Huna said. Rav Shesh Sibreid Rav Yeshua Ovid kerav Chizda. He acted like Rav Chizda. The hilchus and the halacha is kavosei Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara, Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, Mahada Ashayi Rokas, Rav Acha tried to have a different vegetable available from Karpas, Lefuki Nafshim Plukta, because when you have only one vegetable, we have the Smachloikas Rav Huna Rav Chizda, and only leads to complications, so avoid complications. Now Taisva says, this entire discussion of Rav Huna Rav Chizda is only going according to Reish Lakish, that taught us yesterday, that to be Mekayim Mitzvah Samar, you have to have Kavona. You have to have intent to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, Rav Huna Rav Chizda could start debating, when should I be Mekayim the Mitzvah? At the beginning of the Seder, at later point of the Seder. But according to the other Mandarim that we identified yesterday, that says, Mitzvah Ein Tzricha Kavona, as soon as you eat the Mar, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. So there can't be any debate of Rav Huna Rav Chizda. As soon as you eat the Mar, you Mekayim the Mitzvah, and certainly Rav Huna is right, according to those Shitas. That's how Taisus learns. Other Rishonim, interestingly, want to say that the machloikis of Rav Huna Rav Chizda is actually the machloikis, do you have to have kavana to be Mekayim Mitzvah Smara? Rav Huna says, you can have kavana to be Mekayim Mitzvah Smara. You have to have kavana. And therefore Rav Huna says, without the kavana, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So what I will do is, even though I'm eating this vegetable at the beginning of the Seder, I will have in mind not to be Mekayim the Mitzvah till later in the Seder. Rav Chizda, on the other hand, holds that it doesn't depend on your kavana. It's automatic. And therefore, as soon as you eat it at the beginning of the Seder, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's how other Rishonim explain the machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chizda. They also say that the machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chizda will also be relevant to another shayla. What should be the bracha said when you eat the maror? When you eat the maror? According to Rav Huna, what did we do? We ate the maror at the beginning. We really ate the maror, but I only became the mitzvah when I eat it the second time. So according to Rav Huna, they say you should say al-achilas maror, because you're not eating the maror the first time now. According to Rav Chizda, that you became the mitzvah maror at the beginning of the sud, at the beginning of the Seder, so then the bracha should be lecho maror. That the Ran says that. There's a very interesting Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks, we're faced with a dilemma here. We only have one type of vegetable, and that one vegetable I'm using both for karpas and for maror. As the Shagas Aryeh, I have an eitzah. Eat less than a kazayis of this vegetable by karpas. Maror, you have to eat a kazayis, and you're certainly not mekayim the mitzvah, and then eat the right amount later in the Seder. So Shagas Aryeh says three answers. One answer, he says, is the Rambam holds the karpas, you also have to eat a kazayis off. So according to the Rambam, this is not a solution. Then he says, there's a Rosh. The Rosh says that the reason we eat a kazayis of maror is not because midoraiso, midrabonon, we're mechuyiv to eat a kazayis of maror. You could be mekayim the mitzvah of maror even without a kazayis. The reason we eat a kazayis is strictly because we make a bracha, al-achilas maror, lecha maror, we use the word achila, and achila always means a kazayis. But the mitzvah maror we mekayim without a kazayis. So if at the beginning of the meal we eat even less than a kazayis, you can't say you weren't mekayim the mitzvah maror, because according to the Rosh, you were mekayim the mitzvah doesn't require a kazayis. And the third answer the Shagas Aryeh gives is that since, even if you eat less than a kazayis, it could be mitzvah, it could combine more, so therefore, even less is considered part of the mitzvah, and you can't say that that's not part of the mitzvah maror. The Chazon Ish asks a different question. He says, although we had a discussion today and yesterday about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, everybody agrees that if I specifically have in mind not to be mekayim the mitzvah, then I'm not mekayim the mitzvah. So ask the Chazon Ish, we should have a very simple eitzah. Eat this vegetable at the beginning of the Seder, and have in mind specifically that I don't want to be mekayim mitzvah tomorrow. And then certainly not mekayim the mitzvah. And then eat tomorrow later and be mekayim the mitzvah. Everybody should agree to that. So the Chazon Ish says, to set up a solution that people will have to have intention specifically not to be mekayim a mitzvah is an untenable situation. And that's why Chazal didn't want to set forth such a solution. Says the Gemara. Ravina said, Amali Ramashash Bered Rav Nasi. Hachi Amma Hillel. This is what Hillel. Hillel here is not Hillel the Tana. It's Hillel the Amoira. That said Mishmei the Gemara. Even Mishmei the Gemara means that he had such a Messiah from his rabbis. Well, that's what they said in the yeshiva. Loi nichrich inish matzu mara bahadi hadodi. A person, when he eats the matzah mara, should not eat them together. V'nechel, and eat it that fashion. Shum the sfirulon, because we hold matzah bismanazeh deraisa. The chiv teet matzah is a chiv deraisa. Umara, the chiv teet mara, is a drabonim. Because if you don't have a carbon pesach, there's no chiv deraisa teet mara, as we learn. V'asim mara drabonim. You can't have in your mouth at the same time matzah and maror, because one's a drabanan and one's a deraisa, and that the maror will cancel out the matzah, and you will have not been mekayim either mitzvah. Way Moshe Shen explained. So the way the Ramban and the Brisker Rav explain this Gemara, if we have the matzah, which there's a chi of deraisa to eat, and we have the Rabbanon, which is the Mor, which is only Chiv the Rabbanon, two eatings, so to speak, which one is the Deraisa and one is the Rabbanon, can't combine. If both of them are Chiv Deraisa, they can combine. But if they're not Deraisa, one Deraisa, one Rabbanon, these two Achilas cannot combine, and therefore I can't eat them at the same time. Based on this, the Rishonim say a very interesting psak. They say that you shouldn't put any spice or any seasoning on the matzah. Because the matzah you have a chiv deraisa to eat, the seasoning you have no chiv, it's even less than maror, and they can't combine. And therefore you're not allowed to put any seasoning on the matzah, and some people will even makbid that whenever they eat matzah, chalad, they put a little salt, that's what the halach is. Pesach by night, when they eat the mitzi matzah, they don't put any salt, because the salt, which is no chiv at all, cancels out the eating of the matzah. Says the Gemara, even a mandam that says that if you're eating two different mitzvahs at the same time, they don't cancel each other out. Hanimili deraisa, but deraisa. This is the way we explain. If both mitzvahs, you have a chiv deraisa teet. Or derabonin, derabonin. Or both foods, you have a chiv derabonin teet. Avo deraisa with derabonin. If you have a mitzvah that you're mechuyiv with deraisa, like the matzah here, and you have a mitzvah that you're chiv with derabonin, also derabonin, the mitzvah derabonin, umavatalele deraisa, cancels out the mitzvah deraisa, and therefore you can't combine it. Says the Gemara, man tana de shamad le mitzvahs emavat zuzu. Who's the mandama that holds all over Shas the mitzvahs, if they're the same category, don't cancel each other out? Says the Gemara, Hillel he. Here's Hillel, Hillel the Tana. The Tanya. Amra of El Hillel, they said regarding Hillel, shayukarcham abas achas, he used to combine these foods by the side of Eichlam. Shinam Rabbi, because the Pasuk says, Amatzois umroirim yuchlua. So he explains, al doesn't mean on, al means in. You should eat the matzah and the maror together. There's a machlaikas rishonim, what did Hillel hold? He certainly held that you have to eat the matzah and maror together. Did he also hold that you have to eat the carbon pesach with it? Or was it just matzah and maror? Machlaikas rishonim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Cholkin alav chaverim al Hillel. Hillel's colleagues disagree with him. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, we would think that we should combine the matzah and the maror at least and eat them together. As Hillel did, the pasuk says, so the pasuk says yachlua, emphasizing that each one should remain separate. But then the brisa says, afilu zebef neatzmai, bezebef neatzmai. What does afilu mean? As the Gemara means even. That means certainly you can combine it. And if you don't want to combine it, you don't have to. But we're saying now that the Brice is teaching us that you're not allowed to combine it. Ask the Gemara. Maskula Rashi, Ihochi Maya Filu. This word afilu, even, is very misleading. If you're telling me that the Brice is telling us that you're not allowed to combine it, so how could the Brice say that if you want to, you can, if you want to, you don't? Ela Ravashi, says Ravashi, Hai Tanhok Tani. And the way Tosfos learns, this Brice actually reflects Hillel's Shita. Yochel lo yeitzi ba yidei chavosoi, elam ken krochem vasachas. I would think that I have to combine it, for oichlan, kederach shehil oichlan, that Hillel was careful to combine it, and Hillel will insist that you combine it. Tamalaymer, amatzis omarim mechlua, afilo zebifnei atzma vezebifnei atzma. You could eat each one separately. Says the Gemara, Talocha is not like Hillel nor like the Rabbanan. Mevarach al achilas matzah, you make a bracha matzah and eat it alone. V'ochel, v'had mevarach al achilas maror, then you'll eat maror. V'ochel and eat it alone. V'had ochel matzah v'chasa b'hadi adadi, then you combine matzah maror together. B'loy bracha, don't make a bracha, and you say and you do it because zeich lemikdash l'Hillel in commemoration of what Hillel did. So Mepharshim say, first of all, Gemara says that when I eat the matzah and the lettuce together, I don't make a bracha. So Mepharshim asks, who spoke about a bracha? Where do I think I would have to make a bracha that they say you don't make a bracha? So Mepharshim answer, why are we eating the matzah and marah together? Zeich lemikdash kehillel, because Hillel ate them together. So we do what Hillel did. We find in a halacha that when we do something as a zecher, as a commemoration of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, we make a bracha. Where do we see it? By Dal and Minim. Daloch is midaraisa. Only in the Beis HaMikdash do you take the Dal and Minim all the days of Sukkot. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you only take it the first day. We, Zeichel HaMikdash, take the Dal and Minim all the days of Sukkot, and we make a bracha every day. So you would think the same thing here. When we're eating the matzah and maror together, because Hillel ate them together, we should make a bracha. Tells us the Gemara, you don't. Why is it different? Why by the lulav, by the dal minim, do we make a bracha? And here we don't. So the answer is very nice. By the lulav, the first day, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Zechi of the Raisa, it's the other days that are only commemoration. But it emanates from a Chi of the Raisa. Eating matzah and maror together today, even Hillel will agree, is not a deraisa. Why? Because we said at the beginning of the shiur, matzah is a chiv deraisa, and maror is only the rabbanim. You can't combine them. So since even Hillel will agree that this man has zeh, there is no chiv deraisa to eat matzah and maror together. You're not allowed to eat matzah and maror l'chatchila together. It's only eaten afterwards as a combination. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on it. But it's important to note that Hillel will agree that this man has zeh, you shouldn't eat matzah and maror together, because one's the raisa, one's the rabbanim. The Mepharshim discuss, the Paiskim discuss, we say Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel. Now, the bracha we make, we don't make a bracha on Kairach. The bracha that we make on the matzah works for the matzah of Kairach, and the bracha that we make on the maror works for the maror that we eat in Kairach. Up to the point that there are Paiskim that say that you should not use a different type of maror for maror and for Kairach. Because since you're relying on the bracha of maror for Kairach, don't change vegetables. So the Mishnah Brura asks in the Bi'ar Halacha, we have to rely on the bracha. If we're going to say Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel, it's a hefsek. So how do we say Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel? So the Mishnah Brura says perhaps you should only say Zeich LeMikdash Kehillel after you eat the Kairach. The Maril says we say it before, that's the minig by all of Klal Yisrael, because first of all, that's not the main mitzvah, as we just explained. And if it's the tzarech mitzvah, it's not considered a hefsek. Just like when you make a bracha, it's not considered a hefsek. The question is, do you dip the kairach into charoises? So, the Ramah says you don't. Why don't you? For two reasons. Firstly, we're going to learn in a minute that the reason the maror was dipped into charoises was because of kafa, because of some sort of a poison. But that is not a concern when you have the matzah. The matzah serves as an antidote to the poison. And in general, since that's not the main mitzvah maror, the main mitzvah maror is when you ate the maror previously. So the Ramah says you don't dip the kairach into charoises. It's interesting to note, according to the Rosh, that we quoted earlier in the shir, you don't have to have a kazayis of maror in the kairos. Because the Rosh said that really you don't have to eat a kazayis of maror. The only reason he said we eat a kazayis of maror is because we make a brach of al-achilas maror. If we use the word achila, achila means a kazayis. But by the kairos, I'm not making a bracha. So there's no need to eat a kazayis of maror in the kairos. Although the minig, and that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, is that you should have a kazayis of maror in the kairos. But there are pious going to say, according to the Rosh that we quoted earlier, you don't have to have a kazayis of maror in the kairos.
Haseva,
most Paiskim say you should sit by Haseva. It goes back to something that we spoke about earlier. Matzah, you have to eat with Haseva. Maror, we learned you don't have to eat with Haseva, but we learned you're allowed to eat it with Haseva. It's not pshat that you're not allowed to eat it with Haseva, you don't have to eat it with Haseva. So since the matzah, you must eat with Haseva. And maror, there's nothing wrong if you sit with Haseva, so you should sit with Haseva by Kairach. Says the Gemara, we begin a different subject. A word of introduction. Midaraisa, we know that there are different levels of tumah. The highest level of tumah is a aviyah vaisa tumah, which is a corpse. The next level is a ava tumah, comes in contact with a corpse. Then it goes to a rishon, and then it goes to a sheni. By chulin, the last level of tumah is a sheni latumah. By truma, the last level of tumah is a shlishi latumah. And by kachim, the last level of tumah is a revi latumah. Chazal also said that stam yodayim shniyasein, hands that are not washed, have the status of a sheni latuma. And Chazal also said that if hands which are sheni touch a beverage, so you would say that that beverage should become a shlishi. There's a new halacha, we spoke about it in Masechta Shabbos, it becomes a rishon. Therefore Chazal said you should never touch a food that's moist if you didn't wash your hands. Because your hands are a sheni, by touching the food, which is moist, you make it into a rishon. In fact, this halacha is even relevant according to some poskim bizmanenu, because you're not allowed to make food tamei. Tosfos says that since nowadays we're anyway tamei, there is no point in this halacha, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch and most poskim hold that if you're going to touch a food that's wet, you should wash your hands if it's wet with one of the seven mashkim, yad shachadam, yayin dvash, shemen, cholov, tal, dam, mayim. You should wash your hands before. But because it's machloikis, if this halacha is relevant nowadays, we don't make a brocha when we wash our hands, when we touch moist foods. And it's there's a lot of foods that are moist that we don't even think about them. It's not just food that you dip into a liquid that we're going to discuss. Let's say you have a food that has on it honey, and the honey is not hard, it's liquidy. It's considered a food that has honey that's moist. Or let's say you have a food that has on it liquid butter. Again, it's chalof. Liquid butter is chalof. So, says the Gemara, Amr Vayishya, kosh tibula b'mashka, whenever you eat a food that you dip into a liquid or is moist, tzarech nadil yadayim, you have to wash your hands first. Omra Papa, Shmamina, if we're saying that we have to wash our hands by the Seder, it must be that Hai Chosso Sarach Litshkui Becharoises. We have to tip the whole Maror, or the whole Karpas, into the salt water or into the Charoises. Why does the whole Maror have to be dipped into the Charoises? Mishim Kafa. Now, the definition of Kafa is a Machloikis. Some say Kafa is a poison, that the Maror has in it a poison. And the antidote to the poison is charoisis. Others say that the maror could cause stomach discomfort, and by the charoisis solves that problem. And Tosfos says that in the charoisis there's a worm, and that worm we could take care of by dipping it into the charoisis. So Tosfos asks, if there's a worm, we're not allowed to eat worms. So we should have to take, we shouldn't just have to dip it into charoisis. So some Rishonim say that the only time a worm is asur is if it moves from its original place. That worm was like pirish, it didn't move from its original place, so it's not asur. Tosfos says that the reason we don't have to check the lettuce, those lettuce, is because the worms were very non-prevalent, so we don't have to check it. So ask Tosfos, if we're saying that the worm is not prevalent, so why do we have to stick into the charoisis? We don't have to worry, it doesn't exist. So Tosfos answers, as far as the Isser v'heter, as far as the shayla if you're allowed to eat the worm or not, we can rely on Rav, we can rely on the majority. And since it's not prevalent, we don't have to worry about it. But the worm is also poisonous. For poison, we don't want to rely on Rav. Chamira sikanta misura, and that's why we stick the mara into the charoisis to avoid the problem. I saw an interesting pshat. The pshat is, here we see that we're more concerned about sakana than isser. Why are we more concerned about sakana than isser? Because what's going to happen chas v'shalom if somebody will eat mara, and the mara that he ate had the worm in it, and he'll get sick because he ate? What's going to happen? People are going to say, look what happens when you do a mitzvah. To avoid chas v'shalom people besmirching doing a mitzvah, we do everything in our ability to make sure that that shouldn't happen. But the Gemara says, it seems from here, since we have to wash our hands first, that we have to dip the entire maror into the charoisis. That you don't have to dip it. Natilas yadayim lamli. Why do I have to wash my hands? I'm not... It's not going to be touching the liquid anyway. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you, really don't have to dip it completely into the charoisis. And if there is any poison or any of the other reason, just getting close to the charoisis is enough. Says the Gemara, but we know that you have to wash your hands before karpas. We're concerned that since you may completely stick it in, and if you completely stick it in, then the vegetable is wet. And as we learned before, when the vegetable is wet, you have to wash your hands. That's why, since that possibility exists, you always have to wash your hands before. And the halacha taka is that you do stick the maror into the charoisis, actually stick it in completely. But most paiskim say that you should shake off the charoisis from the maror before you eat it. Because as the Gemara says, Amra Papa, Loilishi inish mar b'charoisis. Don't let the maror sit in the charoisis. Dilma agav chalye de tavlin, because of the taste of the charoisis, of the spices, mevatalei lemaroyre, you won't have the bitter taste of the maror, or be'inan tam maror v'leka. You won't have the taste of maror. And the Chazanish says from here, we see the maror has to be bitter. Let's say you get maror and your maror isn't bitter. He says you weren't mekayim the mitzvah because you'd be eating tam maror. You have to have the taste of a bitterness. Adbere Rav Chisda l'Ravna Ukva. Rav Chisda allowed Ravana Ukva to say the following drasha. Not al yodav betibul rishon. If somebody washed before karpas, not al yodav betibul sheni. He has to wash his hands again before maror. Amru Rabbana kamed Rapapa. So Rabbanan repeated this drasha to Rapapa. So he said, Haba Alma Itma. This wasn't said regarding the Seder. This Alkadatach, Hacha Itmar, if you're going to say that this halach was said regarding the Seder, Lamalina Teus Yadayim Trey Zemni. Why do I have to wash my hands twice? Hamashla Yadach Chadazimna. I already washed my hands once. Amalai Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Adrabba, Hacha Itmar. The halacha that you have to wash your hands twice was specifically said regarding the Seder. These Sagadata Ba'alma Itmar, if we're talking not about the Seder, Lamli Trey Chabuli. What do I have to, when do I ever have a situation that I have to dip vegetables twice? Elamai, what do we have to say? Hach Itmar. It was said specifically regarding the Seder. Ask the Gemara, Natila Shadayim, Trey Zimni Lamli, why do I have to wash my hands twice? I wash my hands already before the karpas. Why do I have to wash my hands again before the maror? Amri, so they answered, Kivin the boy lemeim agarata v'alila. Since between eating the karpas and eating the maror, there's quite a space where you say the hagodah and you say the halo. Gum asuich asay ledate. We're concerned that maybe you touched part of your body and again got your hand into the situation of a shniya, v'noga, because it touched your body, and therefore you have to wash your hands again. Ask Tosfos the obvious question. You have to wash your hands anyway. Because before you eat the maror, you have to eat the matzah. And before you eat matzah, you have to wash your hands. So Taisa says the Gemara means not washing your hands for Maror, it means washing your hands for Matzah. That's what Taisa's answers. I saw two other answers. The amount of water, the amount of space that you have to wash for bread is much less than the amount that you have to wash for vegetables or food that gets moist. So if you're washing only for the matzah, it'd be enough to wash most of your hand. But once you're washing, because also tomorrow, it's halacha, you have to remember for the Seder, you also have to go up on your arm. Because halacha is when you're washing for a vegetable that's wet, you have to wash much more of your hand. Or another teretz I saw, interesting teretz. The halacha is that when you wash for bread or matzah, you have to have a kebeya of matzah. When you wash for a vegetable or for a food that's moist, you only need a kazayis. So what's going to be if a person only has a kazayis of matzah? He has a shortage of matzah. He only has a kazayis. So to wash your hands for the matzah, you don't have to, because a kazayis is less than a kebeya. But since you're going to eat the maror, and you have a kazayis of maror, you're still going to have to wash your hands. The Ran says, based on what we just learned, that let's say somebody doesn't have water, that much water available to him, or it's hard for him to wash his hands, what he should do is be careful not to touch any part of his body throughout the whole Seder, and then he could rely on the washing that he did before Karpas. However, if that's going to be the case, that he's going to rely on that washing, then there's going to be a different din than what we do. We, when we wash for Karpas, don't make it until Shidayim, based on what we said before, since nowadays we're not makbid on this washing, or even if we are makbid, we still don't make a bracha. But if you're going to rely on the washing before Karpas to also be in the Netilas Yadayim before Matzah, then you're going to have to make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim, because we certainly make an Netilas Yadayim before we eat bread. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Bala Matzah Yotza. If somebody ingested Matzah without chewing it, he's Yotza the Mitzvah. So the Rajbam says, it's certainly not L'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're supposed to chew the matzah. But if you didn't, you were Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? So the Levush says, what the Torah wants from us regarding Achilas matzah is that you should ingest a kazayis of matzah. And here you ingested a kazayis of matzah. On the other hand, bowl maror, if you just swallowed a maror, lo yotza. Why? Because by maror, you have to have, as we said before, the taste of maror. So if you just ingest a kazayis of maror, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. And I saw two divrei agada regarding this. One is the Imri Emes says, that's why the Rasha says in the agada, hakei yeshinov, knock out his teeth. Why should you knock out his teeth? So he says, the Rasha is not mekayim the mitzvah for the Seder. You need teeth to chew the maror. The Rasha doesn't chew the maror, so he could knock out his teeth. But I saw another vart, story. There's once a Rebbe, the Horner Stipler Rebbe, terrible, terrible tragedy happened to him. He had an incredible library of Svarim, Kisvayad, manuscripts, and it burnt. And he was very upset. And then he said to his chassidim, it says in the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Kshem Shemavarach al Ra, Kach Mavarach al Toiv, the person has to accept good and bad. Kshem Shemavarach al Toiv, Kach Mavarach al Ra, you have to accept it. So he said, just like I would drink a L'chaim if something good happened to me, I'm going to drink al chayim when something bad happened to me, and that's what he did. So Chassidim asked him, if you're so strong in following what the Gemara says, so how come you were upset? So he said, what the Gemara says is kishem shemavarach al atoy kachavarach l'ra. We have to accept and thank Hashem for everything. But the Gemara doesn't say we're not supposed to be upset. Just like by the maror, we're supposed to thank Hashem that we took out of Mitzrayim, but we're allowed to be upset. You have to taste the maror. So I'm allowed to be upset. I just then have to accept it. So he says, Bara maror la yotza. Continues the Gemara. Bara matzo maror. If you swallow matzo maror together, yidei matzo yotza, you were mekayim mitzvahs matzo, yidei maror la yotza. So the Mefarshim asks, what is new in this case? Maror we just said you can't swallow. Matzo we just said you can't swallow. What's new in this situation? So Rishonim answer, here I would think that I should not be Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah, because there are two problems. First of all, I didn't chew the matzah. And moreover, there was a chatzitza between my throat and the matzah, the maror. So maybe I would think under those circumstances, even mitzvah matzah, I was not mekayim. Tells us the Gemara, I was mekayim mitzvah matzah. Ask Tosfos, but we go back to Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph we learned that if you have matzah and maror together, if one you mechuyev and one you're not, one canceled the other one out. So here the maror you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, because you swallowed it. The matzah you were mekayim. So why isn't the maror cancel out the matzah? So Tosfos answers, maror cancels out matzah only when you chew them together. Here we're not chewing. We're swallowing. And therefore you were mekayim the mitzvah. Now this gemara is very relevant to halacha. Here we're saying that even if you don't eat something, you just ingest it, it's considered that you ate. You're mekayim mitzvah matzah. So what's the halacha if somebody never has a tube? And he has food ingested through a food tube. And he's full. Does he have to bench? The Chalkus Yaakov, Davni Nezer, say you would have to bench. Just like you mekayim mitzvah matzah, it's considered eating, and when you eat, you have to say Birchas HaMazon. The Masham disagrees. The Masham says that the Torah, when it speaks about Birchas HaMazon, says V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. You have to eat in the normal fashion of eating. Just swallowing something without chewing it, or eating through a food tube, Rachman Litzlan, is not considered eating, and you don't say Birchas HaMazon. Says the Gemara further, Korchen b'siv, if you wrapped the matzah in a leaf, ubalon, and you swallow it that way, afidei matzah nami lo yotza, you weren't mekayim mitzvah matzah. Why weren't you mekayim mitzvah matzah? So there's three reasons that the Rishonim give. One is because it's like a derech achila, it's not the normal way of eating, wrapping the matzah into a leaf. Another thing is that when can you put the matzah into another item? When the other item is a food. Mar is also a food, but a leaf is not a food. Or a third reason is, mar and matzah are connected. So that's why the Gemara says you could put the matzah into the mar. But there's no connection between matzah and a leaf, and that's why you're not mekayim mitzvah matzah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, based on this Gemara, let's say you have a medicine that's not kosher, but you wrap it into a capsule that is kosher. Will that be all right? So he says, it won't. He says, of course, if you need to take the medicine, you should take the medicine. But he says, just the only reason why when you wrap the matzah into a leaf, are you not mekayim the mitzvah, is because it's not the normal way of eating. But a medicine in a capsule is the normal way of ingesting a medicine, and therefore it would not be considered shalakah derech achila, and if the medicine is asur and you don't have to take it, you'll be eating machalos asuras. The Mishnah Berurah asks a question. Mr. Brewer asks, here we're saying that if you swallow matzah, you're mekayim the mitzvah matzah. The halach is if you cook matzah, if you boil matzah muvusheles, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, why is matzah muvusheles different than swallowing a whole piece of matzah or a ground up piece of matzah? So he answers, a ground up piece of matzah or a whole piece of matzah is still matzah. You didn't eat it maybe in the regular way of eating, but it's still matzah. When matzah is mevushel, when it's cooked, it no longer has the status of matzah. And therefore, you can't be mekayim mitzvah matzah with it. In those days, unlike nowadays, every person had a small table in front of him when they ate. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Simi bar Ashi, matzah lufnei kol echad ve'echad. You have to have the matzah in front of every person on his small table. Mor lufnei kol echad ve'echad. You have to have the mor in front of every person. Charoisis lufnei kol echad ve'echad. And you have to have the charoisis in front of every person. Ve'ein oikrin es ha'shulchan. And there's another halacha that we've spoken about, that even though we're saying now that everybody has to have their own little table, we take the table and we move it away. Why do we move it away? Because the children should ask. We didn't start the meal and we're already moving at the table. That we only take away lifnei misha amar hagadah, in front of the person who says the hagadah. Now, there's a machlokes Rashbam and Tosfos why everybody has to have their own table. The Rashbam says that's the mitzvah of the night, that everybody should have their own table. But says the Rashbam, according to Rashbam, this is the way the Rishonim explained, that was only in their world where everybody had their own table. In our world, where we sit by one large table, there's no reason to have a separate table for every person or a separate car for every person. Tosfos has a different reason why everybody has to have their own small table. Tosfos says that everybody has to have their own small table because although maybe by Birchas Hanenin, if I make a hamotzi and there's a small hefsik, it's all right. Here I'm making Birchas Hamitzvos. I'm making achilas matzah. I'm making achilas morer, and there shouldn't be any hefsik. So I should have the matzah right in front of me and the morer right in front of me. So the machlokes of the Rashbam and Tosfos is very relevant nowadays. According to the Rashbam nowadays, not everybody has to have their own korah. According to Tosfos, where you don't want a hefsik, everybody should have their own korah. But everybody agrees that nowadays, where we have a large table, not small tables in front of every person, we don't remove the entire table. What we do is, when it says now, what we would do nowadays is take the korah and remove it. And then, according to most Rishonim, we take the korah and remove it, and then we bring it right back. And that's how the children ask, because we want the korah on the table when we ask, when we say the Agada, because we want the matzah on the table, as we're going to learn. We want the mara on the table. When we say the Shnei Tavshilim, they should all be on the table when we say the Agada. Other Rishonim, I always say that we remove it and don't bring it back. There's never a reason to have the small table or a korah only in front of a person says the Agada. And that's the halacha. As we said before, we move the table in their world where they had small tables. In our world where we have korah, we remove the korah. The children should ask, why are we moving the korah and what's going on here? Which is the entire point of the Seder. Says the Gemara, Abaye Avi Yosef Kamei de Rava, Chaza, the Kamali Takim Kamei. He saw that they were removing the table or the korah from in front of him. Amalus, he said to him, Adayim Loi Kachlinen. We didn't begin eating. Why are we moving the table? Adayim Kachlinen, also Kamakra Takim Kamon, and we're already moving the korah. Amalai Rava, so Rava said, Pitartim Aloy Manishtana. You don't have to say Manishtana. So the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara is the entire purpose of saying Manishtana is that we want questions, we want a question and answer. That's how we see Sipitzis Mitzrayim. But according to the Rashbam, we're not locked into the Nusach of the Manishtana. As soon as a child asks a question, which is a springboard for discussion, we don't have to do anything more. And that's why once Abaye asked the question, there was no need to say the Manishtana. Tosfos takes a different approach. Tosfos says the Manishtana is part of the Seder. And the entire Manishtana has to be said. What a Rabbi meant to tell Abaye is, I see that you're an intelligent child. You already asked a question. Now continue asking, meaning you have to ask the rest of the Manishtana. But what was the Rabbi meaning to say, Petartan? What Rabbi meant to say is as follows, says Tosfos. The halacha is that let's say somebody doesn't have a child, but his child is Nebuch, not old enough, that's not a Nebuch, or not smart enough to say the Manishtana. Then he has to say the Manishtana. His wife has to ask him the Manishtana, or he has to say the Manishtana to himself. Says Rav, Baruch Hashem, I see that he wasn't his child, he was raising him. I see you, Abaye, are a mature, intelligent child. You're able to ask the questions. You started with this question. Continue asking the rest of the questions. Continue asking the Manishtana, and I won't have to ask the Manishtana because you're smart and I can rely on your Manishtana.